I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, our beat guy, man for all seasons. He covers the Steelers. He covers the Penguins. He covers the Pirates as our beat man here at 937 The Fan. Jeff, good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, Colin. How are you? Hey, Chris.
Hello. All right, Jeff, answer this. So we all went through the cycle of Ben Roethlisberger the past couple days. We went through the cycle of Ben Roethlisberger a bunch of years ago down by the jail. But we went through the cycle of Ben Roethlisberger the past couple days, and first it's, well, there was going to be a meeting, and then there is a meeting. And now there's this text message that Aditi Kinkabala got from someone within the facility that says, wait a minute, it's not a done deal. Is this just because there has to be an evolution in the story and we're all sort of have the ears to the ground? Or do you think that, I'll just lay it like this. If Art Rooney II issues a statement, I consider it pretty much a done deal. Where are you on this?
Yeah, considering how little he communicates, the fact that he issued a statement, I think, is a huge deal. Now, could they be playing a high-stakes game of PR to where Ben got out in front of it first saying that I'll play for basically anything, then Toner tells Aditi, his agent, that, hey, this was a great meeting, pressure now on the Steelers. Ben wants to come back. It was a great meeting. He's ready. What's holding this up? Now Art comes back and says, Ben was this for us. He won the division. You know, he's still a great quarterback. We want him back. We still have to work out the details. So they're both lawyers, but I would find it hard to believe that this is a high-stakes game of PR to where they're trying to set the other side up for the reason for the split-up. I mean, is that a possibility? Very minute. But like you said, Art doesn't talk often. And the fact that he spoke in this, or at least through a statement in this situation, tells me that they're going to get some deal done. If they weren't at least close on the parameters of a deal, I don't think the Steelers would have said anything.
Well, I do think it's interesting, though, Jeff, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if this is just a high-stakes game of PR poker or PR chicken, whatever we want to call it. If they wanted to just completely put it to bed that they were going to get it done no matter what and that Ben would be back, that last sentence probably isn't thrown in by Art Rooney yesterday. We both understand that the next step is to work out Ben's contract situation. They would have just stopped it with, we'd like to have him back to help us win a championship. And I think that's been the caveat throughout this thing is that whether it's Kevin Colbert saying, well, we still think he can do some special things, or Art Rooney II saying, well, we can't have him back under the current contract, and Ryan Tolner and Ben Roethlisberger saying, I'll come back for peanuts, guys, I don't care. It has been this stare down of who can end up looking the best if it does end up getting messy in the end.
Yeah, yes, that is a possibility. And the Steelers have kind of put it back on Ben now and saying how much they appreciate him. And now if Ben doesn't take what their offer was and that offer gets leaked out, and let's say it's $15 million, which to a quarterback is low, but to fans are like, well, wait a minute, he said he would take less, he wouldn't take $15 million this year. It makes him look bad. So I hope that's not what this is all leading to, because then that speaks to bigger problems, I think, within the organization. I think they've treated Roethlisberger well, but I don't want to get to the point where you're toying with free agents, or just make a decision. You know, there may be some dissension in the ranks, but they need to sit down and make a decision, because it seems like from what else Aditi reported that there is not complete agreement within the power structure on what they should do.
A lot of fun here in Steelerville. Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers beat guy, our Penguins beat guy as well. To the Roethlisberger extension, if one is to occur, do you have to make sure if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, if it's, say, make it 3 years, right, to spread that money out, to make the last 2 years voidable so as we don't go through this next year? Say Ben says, I want to play just a year, and then he plays okay, and then says, I want to play another year. Do you have to make the last 2 years voidable?
As long as he'll sign it. You know, that's the trick. Yes, I would say that. Although, even though that money will still track down into the couple of years.
Well, stop right there then. Let's jump off and have this discussion then. Well, what if Ben Roethlisberger then says, "Well, hey, look, I might just play one more year." Like, they can't pin him down and say it's just going to be one more year. That is that problematic?
It is, but I mean, what if Ben has a Tom Brady type year? What if he takes what he did in the first 8 games and does it over most of 16, and they make it, let's say they fall just short of a Super Bowl, but get to the AFC title game? Maybe you want him back. I mean, the year to year thing works as long as people are on the same page, and it appeared that the Steelers and Ben were on the same page, but now it's just a mess. And, you know, it's exaggerated so much this year because of the reduction of the salary cap. They knew they were going to be in a situation, but this has kind of heightened everything. And, you know, I would say this too. You know, but you think more and more about this and think, okay, what are some other areas? Maybe in 2019, Duck and Rudolph weren't really that bad, but that offensive line had already failed in 2019, and they had no running game in 2019. And I think this, I don't know if the difference between Mason Rudolph and Ben Roethlisberger is that great right now. And if you could save $19 million to put towards getting better, I don't know if that's not the smarter decision.
Yeah, and you bring up the idea of what if Ben goes out and has a Tom Brady-like year, Jeff. But while it'll be somewhere in the middle of these two extremes, I wonder what if he goes out and has a Peyton Manning in 2015 kind of year. And if that, the Steelers have to guard against that. They don't have to protect against what happens if Ben goes out and is fantastic. They have to protect themselves against what happens if Ben goes out and looks awful more often than not, and they're still tied to him for another year without voidable years on the end of the deal.
Here's another question if you're Ben. Are you prepared, if you struggle early, to get booed at home, to have the narrative be that you're washed up and we want the backup quarterback, not just by idle talk, but because you've struggled? Like, are you prepared for that? Because that could happen.
Well, he doesn't care, but here's the bigger question for me. Well, you're right, though. He does care. The bigger question for me, though, is if you're Mike Tomlin, are you prepared to make him a healthy benched guy? And I don't think Mike Tomlin has the audacity to do it.
He didn't last year. I mean, maybe this year, if it goes that bad, he might ride that wave. He might. I mean, and here's the other, you know, and I know you wrote about this, Colin. What's the line of power? Like, how much say does Ben have in what he's doing and the game plans, and how much is this going to impact what the new offensive coordinator wants to do? I mean, there's a lot of fascinating storylines with this whole thing, more so than just the salary cap itself.
Yeah. Well, nothing short of him coming back and doing everything Matt Canada wants him to do and working at the lowest possible salary will tell me anything other than they might as well slap Ben's face on the side of the helmet and call him the Pittsburgh Roethlisbergers, because that's the power. That's the power swing in this organization right now. You have Mike Tomlin and over here saying, I got to have that guy as my quarterback. You got Art Rooney II saying, I don't know, Kevin says this, and we can go to this other guy. But the whole time, it's all Ben sitting over there in the corner saying, yeah, you're going to come back to me. You always do.
Yeah, I think this is Ben. I still think Ben can play. I still think he's an NFL quarterback and a good NFL quarterback. Not great, but he could be a good NFL quarterback. The problem is the Steelers have much more needs. They are not a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl, and they need to start addressing those needs. And by giving a lot of money to Roethlisberger, that's going to prohibit them from addressing some of those needs. That's my big issue.
I think they're going to go, you know, it's 7-10, or no, not 7-10. They'll go, They'll go 9-8 with him. They'll go 9-8 without him. It is what it is. All right, Jeff, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. A beat man for all seasons, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All Thanks, right. Jeff. The best, Jeff Hathorn. Rooting for, rooting against, coming up next. This is just, the show is a whirlwind. I like it today. It's a lot less newsy and a lot more fun. I like this.
Yeah, but we always say we're going to talk to Jeff about like 17 different things, and then it just devolves into a conversation about Ben.
It's always deep and narrow. It gets just real deep and narrow with Jeff. I like it, though.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.